We can't see the biggest stars in the sky, but some of the small ones look huge to us. They're just closer.
That's called perspective, and it can help us understand more about God. My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. Let's get started. So, have you noticed that the closer something gets to you, the bigger it seems? For example, if you throw a baseball, it will seem smaller and smaller as it flies away, but if you hold it right up to your face, guess what? It will look huge. It's the same with God. When you stop reading your Bible, praying, and going to church, it might seem like God is far away or small. Then the problems you have might seem really big because they're almost all you have to think about. That's exactly what our story is about today. It's entitled Starry Night. Wow, look at all the stars! Breton gaped at the tiny specks of light splattered across the night sky as he and his dad walked onto the beach. I don't think I've ever seen so many at once. It's amazing, isn't it? Dad spread a blanket on the sand so they could sit down. This has always been my favorite part of camping, getting away from all the city lights so we can see the stars. Yeah, said Breton. He pointed to a twinkling point of light. Look at that one. It's brighter than the rest. That's Sirius, or the Dog Star. It's one of the closest stars to Earth, and it's twice as big as our sun. Really? It's bigger than the sun? Asked Breton. Sure is. And it's small compared to some other stars out there. Dad pointed to a spot slightly below Sirius. In that area of the sky is one of the biggest stars we know of, VY Canis Majoris. It's 2,000 times bigger than the sun. Dad took a quarter out of his pocket. If this quarter was the sun, VY Canis Majoris would fill half a football field. No way! Breton looked at the dim spot in the sky. But I can't even see it from here. It's too far away to see with the naked eye, said Dad. You need binoculars or a telescope. It's so much bigger than Sirius, but Sirius is easier to see, observed Breton. And the sun is the smallest of them, but on Earth it shines the brightest. That's because of the star's distance from Earth, not their size. If you saw all three side by side, you know which one was the biggest. Dad leaned back onto the blanket. You know, the same can be true of how we view God, the one who made the stars. Sometimes on Earth, God can seem small and distant compared to other things that seem important, like being successful or having cool stuff. But God sent his son Jesus to bring us near to him, and when we have a relationship with Jesus and see his goodness in our lives, his light becomes brighter and everything else grows dim. Just like being close to a star is the only way to see its true size, we need Jesus to show us how big and wonderful he really is. Well, how about you? Has God ever seemed small and distant to you? Maybe you don't think he's as important as other things in your life because you can't see or touch him. But God is bigger and more powerful than you could ever imagine. He created the entire universe and he wants to have a relationship with you. Trust in Jesus today and then watch his light grow brighter in your life. If you have questions about what it means to trust in Jesus, just get your parents' permission first, then head over to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is John 1:14.
The word Jesus became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory.
And our key thought for today, you can have a relationship with God. Well, I'm glad that you had a chance to listen to Keys for Kids today. Thanks so much for stopping by. As always, my name is Zach. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.